Can you imagine if your favourite book, maybe a classic like Wuthering Heights, suddenly left bookshelves? No one was printing it anywhere in the world. Where would it go? Is there a library somewhere built for lost books? Well, not quite, but there is a team here in Australia working to preserve and protect Australian heritage literature, which is now out of print. They are called Untapped and are due to release a handful of forgotten books into libraries nationally in coming months. But this act of preserving lost books is happening across the world. Book lovers, researchers and collectors alike are fighting to keep classic literature alive. Joining us to discuss why we fight to save books, it's Ron Serduk, owner of Pulp Fiction Books in Brisbane and an all-round book lover. Hello!
Hey, Patricia. Lovely to speak to you.
How does a book end up on the not worth printing pile and ultimately off our bookshelves?
I guess it's mainly economics. I mean, book publishing and selling today, it's very much like even some fast food chains that have a big monthly promotion for the latest craze, and then next month they've got something else. And so books are like comets. They sort of emerge and they shine, but it can be quite briefly. And then, you know, 2 or 3 months after their new titles, excess stocks are returned and the next big thing comes along. And eventually they're forgotten about. So, you know, it's sort of hard when you love a book and you want to keep seeing it selling, and people move on.
So have classics fallen out of vogue? Are people still reading classics?
I think there are some that always get read, that never lose their shine.
Like Wuthering Heights, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's kind of the, you know, and a lot of those classics that we talk about become books that are studied at university or in high school and so forth. But there are a lot of really good books that are kind of, you know, minor classics or great books that should be sort of given more consideration and more due, and they become things that fall in the cracks and can disappear without a bit of love.
As a bookseller, have you personally got a book that's a personal favourite you can't get your hands on?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I haven't tried for a couple of months, but last time I checked and checked and checked, it was still out of print. There's a book that I absolutely love. It's Hilary McPhee, the first book of her autobiography. It's called Other People's Words, and it came out in the early 2000s, and oh, I adore that book, and I've given so many copies to friends who have equally adored it. I even found an audio CD of her reading it in a bargain throw-out bin years ago, and it's just something that I go back to again and again, and it's wonderful, and it's just heartbreaking to me that I can't get this book and give it to more people.
That is heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's a complex thing of copyright, and it's a business. And you know, until someone thinks they can sell enough copies of it to make it work, I guess it won't get a reprint.
What kinds of projects are happening across the world to protect books from being forgotten?
I mean, there's been lots and lots of them. And, you know, obviously Penguin have been doing classics and modern classics for years, and they've, you know, branched into some crime classics and some science fiction classics. The venerable old firm of Victor Gollancz in Britain, who are part of the Hachette Group now, do a fantastic series of science fiction masterworks. In America, there have been some terrific, Library of America, the New England Science Fiction Association, or NESFA Press, has been sort of reprinting old science fiction classics for a long time. In the UK, there was a bookshop, Persephone, who started their own press because regulars were coming in and saying, you know, talking about books they loved, and so many of them they couldn't get. And so this bookshop thought, well, we'll try and reprint them. And they were able to kind of contact estates and get copyright permission and start doing it. And some of those have been hugely successful. And the books themselves were beautiful. But of course, it all has a, you know, things like that have a bit of a cottage industry feel to them. And so when a publisher undertakes to do that, unless they're commercially very successful, for the most part, you know, they can fizzle out and not really go as far as they should. It's difficult. Okay. There's always that commercial.
We have had the digital revolution.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be easy to get the books? Like, you just kind of make more of them in the digital world?
It is. Look, and in some cases, it has become much easier. And that's one of the things I'm really positive about social media and the digital revolution. There's a lot of print-on-demand publishing. So there were books that for years were very hard to get. You know, a lot of Peter Corris's crime and mystery books, and Alan and Unwin was able to sort of make them available as print-on-demand. Quite a lot of the Australian science fiction and fantasy that HarperCollins Voyager produced is now available as print-on-demand. So, you know, we can get some of them, and it is doable. And there's a lot of, you know, overseas, there's presses like Dean Street Press and even worldwide, Random House's Vintage Imprint. They do a lot of print-on-demand to keep stuff available. But, of course, there's so many books. And who deems the classics?
Yeah.
Who decides that these are the gems that are worth sort of preserving?
Who is the gatekeeper? Well,
yeah.
No one should be.
No, but, you know, clearly people are. Yeah.
And then there's reality. Look, Ron, I've enjoyed so much picking your brain. I mean, it's been such a COVID busy day, and you've just taken my mind out of this pandemic, and you've made it a beautiful literary feast.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
I'm really optimistic about this. I think that the gatekeepers through social media are becoming broader and wider, and we are finding more and more things that we thought were lost.
Thank you so much. Ron Sadduke is the owner of Pulp Fiction Books in Brisbane, an all-round book lover, as am I, as are you. I'm certain of it. This is RN Drive. I'll remind you of our text line, 0418 226 576.